Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Whiting, and today I am very pleased to present to you one of my very good friends, as well as a phenomenal athlete and humanitarian, my good buddy, John Howard. Thanks for coming on, John.
Thank you, Dr. Whiting.
What I would like to do is to have you just kind of fill in for our listeners a little bit about what you've done in your life and the accomplishments you've been able to achieve.
Right. I have been an athlete since I was a young boy. The traditional sports, football, basketball, track and field back in high school, and a little bit of that in college. But then I got the bike bug my junior year at Missouri University. I started cycling pretty seriously and then started competing. Won the U.S. National Road Racing Championship in 1968. That was my first one. Went on to make the United States Olympic team in Mexico City in 68. And then stuck with it. And finally, two more berths on two more Olympic teams, 72 in Munich, Germany, 76 in Montreal, Canada. And then in the course of the next 15 years, I won 19 United States national championships and then started competing in triathlon and won the big win in Hawaii, the Ironman Classic in Kailua Kona, Hawaii in 1981. That was the first one on the Big Island. And just continued with that. I always had the passion to break records, and I've broken two at both ends of the spectrum of madness. Distance, 539 miles in 24 hours, which was one long day on the bike. And then also speed. I broke the world speed record of 152 miles an hour on a bicycle. That's pacing behind a race car. So I was inducted into the United States Cycling Hall of Fame in 1989 and have been racing master's level, just enjoying it ever since. I don't do a lot of competition now. I'm more of a coach. I've coached over 170 U.S. national champions in cycling and triathlon. I have, I think at the last count, about 24 world champions and three Olympic gold medalists that I've worked with or my staff have worked with since the early 80s. So competition has always been the mainstay of my career. But I'm not at the level where I can enjoy that as much as I used to. I've lost a couple of hundred watts through the natural aging process. I started racing when I was 18 years old. I'm 71 now. So basically, I'm the same that I was when I was much younger. But the wattage loss is part of a condition of aging that few of us have any control over, and what I've become is very efficient in what I do, and I've developed some systems, and I'm a real staunch believer in strength training and flexibility work, trying to increase range of motion, and it's made up for it to some extent, but you know, the loss of power is something you just deal with, and that's, you know, my larger enjoyment of cycling now is just fresh air and blue sky.
Well, that's absolutely, you know, that's a testament to your perseverance, your probably, to a certain extent, your character, but I also imagine it's due to proper training, and so many athletes that I deal with at our research institute, it's amazing how they train improperly. They either train incorrectly or they overtrain and they burn out. And obviously, you have found that golden middle way.
I have. And, you know, as Plato used to say, know thyself. And I've learned very early on what works for me. We didn't have world-class coaches in our sport. The sport sort of took a hiatus for many years, and so we had to learn things kind of the hard way, sometimes with flesh and blood, because cycling can be a very dangerous sport as well. And I've learned how to train correctly based on what my body dictates. And the athletes that I always say that you don't want to spin your wheels. You don't want to waste time training improperly. You've got to do it correctly. You've got to get the nutritional balance down. I do blood testing every 6 months, so I learn what's missing for my body. And I've certainly been using Phoenix products ever since, of course, we've known each other, which has been more than 30 years. We've been working together. And I think that is one of the reasons for my longevity, that I've continued to do it, continued to enjoy it over the years, because I get proper nutrition. The training balance has always been there. I don't overtrain and I don't undertrain. I do exactly what's needed, and I seem to have a pretty good instinct for figuring that out. And that's what I share with my other athletes, and I think that's part of the reason that they've been successful.
Excellent, excellent indeed. Why don't you give us some information? If someone is listening to this podcast and they would like to get a hold of you for your and become a student or partake of your expertise, how can they do that?
John Howard Performance Sports is our website. We're about to revise it, but it will certainly provide the answers in terms of getting in touch with yours truly.
Good. Excellent indeed. So what would you say that your time is spent today? I mean, you said that you're essentially cycling these days for the enjoyment of it, but how active are you still with your coaching? I imagine considerably, yes?
Yes. Well, I have, yes, absolutely. I just finished a 6-year project with Denise Mueller Kerenic, who I trained to go after the women's record, the Guinness World Record for motor pace. I went 152, she went 147. Certainly one of the most talented athletes I've ever worked with. I eventually got her to 184 miles an hour on her bicycle. She now is the first woman in history to ever break a professional men's world cycling record. So I'm extremely happy with Denise. It just shows you that a properly trained athlete, irrespective of gender, can accomplish amazing things. And she really set the tone out at the Bonneville Salt Flats. And we've had over 400 million hits worldwide on our and social media and major media. So very proud of her efforts, but we're not stopping there. I got her training now for the unpaced Guinness World Record. So we're working on that in September of this year. I also am working with a young Canadian, Angela Gorin, who is going after the world hour record. In cycling, the hour record is the most prestigious record in the sport, and Angela is going to attempt to break the world record in September. On the endurance front, I'm working with Leah Goldstein, who is a former Israeli commando, probably the toughest woman I've ever worked with in my 30 years of coaching. She is going to attempt to win and set a course record in the Race Across America, which essentially starts in on the West Coast, in this case, Oceanside, California, our backyard, and they race across the country to Annapolis, Maryland. And it's about 3,100 or 3,200 miles, and I expect Leah to do it in under 10 days. She's a contender against the men. I fully expect her to win the women's event, although she does have competition. So I'm following my own pattern of trying to break records at both ends of the endurance and speed spectrum. And I got Leah, who's attempting to set the Race Across America record and win the race, and then Angela, who's going for the hour record. So it all continues.
It's amazing. I mean, you're certainly carrying on your own legacy through your students, and that's absolutely inspiring, or should be, to many people. What I would like to ask you in closing, I know you mentioned using your, you feel that supplements are a fairly important part, and I'd like to ask you, what do you think, and how important do you think are using dietary supplements in that level of competition?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm very happy to say that that it's an important ingredient in my life. I use the High Vital capsules when I travel. That's the mainstay of my supplementation. I've noticed in the blood analysis that I've had over the last few years that I seem to be lacking vitamin D3, and so for the immune system, I pack on the D3. I think for older males, the prostate is a big issue, so I'm taking a prostate supplement. And lately, you know, I will tell you, it's so important to me to be putting these nutrients in my system, and more so now than even 10 years ago, because as the aging process continues, the one thing that we have at our disposal is proper nutrition, and the Phoenix products have absolutely been my choice all along. The maximum digestive enzymes are very important. You know, I might be a world-class athlete still, but I still have the same issues that 70-year-olds have, and it's extremely important to get those enzymes in there to deal with things like acid reflux. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what I take. I mean, there are certainly more ingredients than that, but that probably is the top of the list.
Well, if any of you listening want to take the same supplement program that John uses, you can access those at phoenixvitamins.com. John, it has been a pleasure, as always. Why don't you tell folks your website one more time again in case they want to reach you?
Yeah, it's www.johnhowardperformancesports. I think you can just say John Howard Sports, but that's the website. We're offering services. We used to offer products and services. We've stopped doing the products now, and we're just focused on service now. So the formulas that we use are the same formulas that work for all levels of cycling, triathlon, multi-sport competition. So happy to share that with anyone who has an interest in self-improvement.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, John, for your time. And I think that it's about time that you and I set a lunch date one of these days.
Sounds good, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Take care, John. Thanks.
Bye-bye.